podcast. The origin story. Hey guys, this is Matthew Smith. I'm sitting here staring at these incredibly handsome men. Matt Helbig, Mike Nelson, Sean Kennedy, Matt Cook. They're here in Asheville, North Carolina with me. We were having our first Really Good Emails retreat after almost 3.5 years of working on reallygoodemails.com. So the question came up, how did this thing start again? And, you know, I'm almost 40, so my memory is fading. So we think we should record this now before it's too late. I was thinking about it, and I started something called Pattern Tap. Back in the day, it was a collection of screenshots that were lists and articles and navigation and footers and all kinds of stuff like that. It was just tons and tons of screenshots, thousands on Flickr. And I noticed that people were interested in and linking to it. And so I ended up creating a website for that. And, you know, that's curation, right? And it got, you know, fairly popular, and I ended up selling it to Zurb, and that was great. But it was a ton of work, and the outcome, the sale, wasn't kind of what I was really looking for. So, you know, whatever, lesson learned. Well, I started working at different products and companies, marketplaces where email was usually the last thing on our mind. We would go through the design and product process, and email consistently was sort of the last thing. But I kept feeling like email was this incredibly important thing where you're actually connecting with the customer and telling them something interesting, or giving them something, or sharing something with them, or serving them in some way. Why is it that we're not paying attention to the detail and the design, the aesthetic, the brand, the copywriting? Surely this is more important. So I was starting to collect, like many other people before me, the emails that were coming into my inbox and say, hey, these are good. And I thought, this is kind of like Pattern Tab. I don't know of a place out there that is collecting all these things and doing a good job curating them. Classic Matthew Smith move is just to say, well, shit, why don't I do that? So I did, and I screenshotted a bunch of these emails, stitched them together in Photoshop, which was a pain in the butt. You know, maybe I did 10 and thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do 10 real quick, put them up on a WordPress site. And in a weekend, I had reallygoodemails.com up on a WordPress site, these emails populated with why I thought they were good. And then I sent an email to my buddy, Mark DiCristina at MailChimp, and said, hey, bro, I think this is a thing, and I think you should sponsor it. And he sent me an email back with just a GIF, which was Renee Zellweger saying, you had me at hello. And that was the beginning. So I knew that if I could get that sponsorship, that there was probably some momentum around this. So it's been a wild, wild ride since. I'm going to let some of these other guys tell you about like where we've gone from there.
So this is Mike Nelson. I'm jumping in real quick just to kind of pick up the story where Matthew left off. At that point in time, I was working with these beauty companies, running the marketing for this really big beauty retailer. And we were sending emails every single day, and it was a pain to come up with ideas on how emails worked. And so I was literally searching the internet almost every day for ideas of what's a new sale that we could do, or how do we do something different in email, because nobody else in the company knew what to do. And then that's when I stumbled upon Really Good Emails, and it had only been up maybe a few weeks at that point, a month. And I sent him this really short email that told him how much I loved himself and his website, and how I wanted to be part of what he was doing, which is, when you look back, is there's maybe like 30 emails on that website. And so he was like, yeah, I just barely put this thing on assembly.com. And it was, if you don't know what Assembly was, it was this website that allowed you to contribute to an idea for kind of like a stake in the idea. And I was like, cool, I'm down with that. And so he would post these like idea thoughts, like he just did, where he's like talking into a microphone on his phone, and he said, this is where I want things to go. And then we, as a community, would kind of jump in with design ideas or copywriting or all sorts of stuff, strategic analytics. And that's kind of when I joined the group. And I don't know why we stuck together through everyone else that was part of that group. I think I was just head down. I was like, I want to do this. I want to do this thing. I want to be part. I want to kind of create my own thing with him and kind of guide my direction and give me some ideas, because I had always wanted to start a business and I really didn't know how to. And this was kind of my first way of getting the door. So that's how I got started. And then we had Sean join us. So I'm going to let him tell where he came from.
Where are we at here? We're thinking 2015, I think this was when I finally joined Mike, carrying on from where Mike left off there. So yeah, assembly, I don't even remember how I found out about Really Good Emails. So a little bit on my story is I've come from more of a freelance background. I've been dealing in email for a number of years. And at the time I had been part of MailChimp's expert directory where I was doing a lot of freelance work for clients with them or for MailChimp's users. And I used Really Good Emails. I'd stumbled across it and found it as a really good inspirational source for my own work, for client work, and so forth. And I think at one point, Matthew, you had, I don't even remember how I found out it was on Assembly, but I think at one point you were advertising it on the site that it was there. So I checked it out, saw that you could contribute, and saw like, yeah, this is going to be a really, really cool tool for people like myself or people in the email industry trying to look for good inspiration, figure out how to become better at this. And when you were looking for ideas, like they just started free flowing. I wanted to start contributing to it to become a part of making the email community and make the email industry better for everybody by sharing my own experiences, finding ways for us to be able to help other email marketers out there. Since it is kind of a siloed industry, like emails go into your inbox, nobody can ever really see them. And so this was a really, really cool way to essentially create a community of people that were like-minded that have been siloed for so long and bring it all together out and into the open. And I really, really was digging into that. Started working with Matthew and Mike on ideas on where we could improve. I, coming from an email background, started digging into our newsletter, starting to share ideas of how we could better curate, better digest, and share that with people. And I think from there, just kind of started to snowball as we chatted back and forth on what we could do and how to best share that information. And then Matt, our other Matt, has started coming into the picture, and I think found us on Assembly as well and started sharing his ideas for where he saw that Really Good Emails could go. Because, and I think that's one of the cool things we haven't really talked about yet, is all of us as a team, we're all remote, we're all in different areas, but not even that, we're all from different specialties or skill levels or expertise, where Matthew is very design oriented, Mike's very marketing and content oriented, I'm very more technical in the coding style of things and writing the emails and templates and product focused. Matt's very social email community. He runs a lot of our stuff, comes with a lot of ideas for us to grow that. And then we got Matt Cook, who has been our latest addition, who has definitely helped come together to become the glue of our company and bring us all together and organize our thoughts and do a lot of the more product management stuff so that we have been able to really, really jive as a group rather than a bunch of just crazy individuals running around with their heads cut off trying to just do this thing. So I think that's something that we haven't really spoken about a lot that has just been part of our success story so far and is going to be a big part as we move forward. So I'm going to pass this along to Matt to start sharing his story as well.
Hi, this is Matt Helbig. Let's see. I was working full-time at a small email agency, mostly making prospect emails, and I was looking for a bunch of good email examples to bring to my boss, and luckily I stumbled on Really Good Emails. Back then, a bunch of the campaigns that we worked on were mostly slice and dice, kind of all image email designs, and having this big treasure trove of email designs, fully responsive and mobile first, it was the best place for me to get inspired from. I was pretty nervous reaching out initially on Assembly. I mean, all these guys kind of had their place and were doing their own thing, and just kind of this outsider guy hoping to help out on their little side project. I think if I didn't keep messaging and hanging out in whatever Slack room that they were at, I probably just would have dropped off at some point and got uninterested or something. I think the main part of the site that got me really into Really Good Emails was looking at all the email code behind of each of the emails. That's how I taught myself email development, was poking around and breaking things in other people's email code. And to have this resource that had all these awesome designs with these CSS animations and media queries, and it was super great to bring some of that stuff to the emails I was making on a day-to-day basis. So when Matthew first started doing the live view, he would basically forward the emails. So all the media queries and fun part of the emails would always get stripped. So I was the one guy in the corner saying like, hey, this is wrong. These emails that we're putting on the site are not the real emails. So I started capturing them the right way and putting them all up on CodePen. And I'm kind of still that guy. I kept showing up and making small changes that they wouldn't notice on the site. And I only brought the site down once or twice. And then I became the email submissions guy and was lucky enough to do the amazing chore of looking at all the great emails that everyone sends into the site. I got really interested in finding new designs from different industries and learning more about the people behind the emails. And the more people would ask for different designs, we would go find them, including buying real life stuff. And then getting pretty deep into the email geeks community online and going to a few events. I got lucky enough to speak at a few events. And then I ended up switching email jobs and brought a bunch of the ideas and inspiration from really good emails into this new job. I personally still think I'm one of the biggest users of the site, and our drive to become the ultimate source for all things email marketing and design, I don't think it will stop anytime soon. I think we'll definitely all keep being involved in this project in some way, and that makes me pretty hyped for what's next. I think that is it for me. Next up, Matt Cook.
So my name is Matt Cook. I'm the third Matt of really good emails. Well, Matthew would argue he's Matthew and the other two are Matt. I think two Matts is probably cute. Three is annoying. So I'm the lack of clarity that has come. So I'm the one person who I think hasn't joined Really Good Emails from the assembly days. I think that's the correct thing to say. I worked near Matthew Smith for a long time and got to know the fun and crazy that is his ideas and how intoxicating they can be to those around him. I started working with Matthew and the design studio that he was starting up about 2 years ago. I think it was 3 years ago. So joining Really Good Emails was kind of compulsory at the time, where like I had a choice, but not really a choice. It was a thing where I didn't really have a lot of passion around email at first, but I had a lot of passion around making things happen and making people's skill sets and dreams come true and like be powerful with each other. And that, I think, is what has been the most compelling thing to me joining in now, is seeing all of these guys and the expertise that they have and watching them try to figure out how to put it all together with like small blocks of hours where like 1 week it's 2 or 3 hours they can spend, and another it's 30 hours. And how do you build something compelling that all of a sudden we're having like tens of thousands of people cheering us on in the Really Good Emails community and actually like make it work, which is kind of where we are now, where I'm kind of a professional getter donner, where I'm really enjoying digging in and helping us implement some of the dreams, whether it's a new website or whether it's events or awards or all the other crazy ideas that we have as we come through here, is actually making them a reality and tying together. I think we counted it up yesterday. There are like 12 different people working on really good email stuff, from our team to like people on the outside that we're working with to try and make this whole thing happen. So yeah, I think that's my passion, is making really good emails actually a thing that reaches our community.
Man, it's real fun to reminisce and to hear the story. And it's pretty wild to be with these guys here in Asheville, North Carolina, actually being a team, you know, having enough money as a very, very small business, just enough money to be able to do something like this. I mean, I just almost, you know, that wasn't in the picture when I first started this. This has just been evolving. It's been really neat. One of the things I wanted to mention that's been really powerful, Matt kind of hinted at it there at the end, Matt Cook, is a lot of people have been involved in this journey. And one of the people who's been there right from the beginning is the moment that I was able to get our first sponsor with MailChimp. Thank you, MailChimp. I reached out to somebody to help me figure out how to do the whole process of getting an email from me forwarding it to them and giving them some information to cropping it, stitching it together, getting the images up, posting it to WordPress, etc. Because I'm a busy dude and I did not have time to do all of that. And I knew that it wouldn't be sustainable. So I reached out on Odesk and found a wonderful woman named Chin. And Chin has been with us the entire time and just got an amazing email from her today. And I'm just wanting to say thank you, Chin. You've been amazing and I can't wait to keep, you know, working with you. So thank you. And we've also had others, writers like Kate Blauk or Guyan, and just amazing people who've given a lot to us along the way and helped us. And honestly, I guess it's worth saying, like, you all, you crazy listeners, you're just amazing. Like, it's the most incredible community. We just really love you guys and women. It's been incredible to feel that kind of love and feel that enjoyment and feel like we're actually doing something that people enjoy, you know, getting our emails and getting our communication and love our voice and our tone and our brand and our you know, goofiness. And it's just, it's been amazing. So, you know, it's a fun place to be because we are taking this to a little bit different level. We realize that we're not just a blog. You know, we have more than 25,000 subscribers now, and we have people we need to serve, and we have an opportunity. And so we're really excited about the next version of the site. It's coming very soon. It's been a long, long process to get it to this point. And we're able to work with some really great developers at Division of Labor. We're going to see this thing come to life. Can't wait for you all to see it. You know, there's going to be opportunity for you to, you know, like and collect emails and, you know, get all your favorite inspiration in a way that maybe you're more familiar with sites like Dribbble or Product Hunt, you know, or Pinterest, that kind of aesthetic and that idea and that sort of way of relating. So a lot of this is coming your way. And, you know, we hear this kind of clarion call to provide really high-end curated examples of the best design and best practices in email out there. And to be that resource for you all and to do it in a way that's fun, because not all of us can be the kind of asshats that we are in our corporate lives, you know, so we like to have a good time. Yeah, we're really looking forward to sending this your way and to seeing what the next leg of the journey is going to be like. So thanks for joining us.
Hey, before we close this baby out, just one last thing. We'd be hypocrites if we didn't ask you to jump into our weekly newsletter pool at reallygoodemails.com/newsletter. Don't worry, the water is warm. Do you have 2 minutes and a computer or a mobile device?
Hey, I have that.
How about you leave a review for this podcast? Or just drop us a tweet at reallygoodemail on Twitter. We'd love to know your feedback and if you'd like us to keep doing stuff like this.